Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Monday, November the 9th, the 29th, 2021. And I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. Now, Joe, you've got breaking news on three fronts. I'm just going to turn the mic over to you and let you unload.
All right. This is from taken from different sources. I'm not going to quote the sources right now, but it's not mine. It's just taken from other sources. Number one, a murder case was tried and went into a hung jury that took place in Dallas, Texas. The case concerned 23 women murdered by a serial killer by the name of Chimamir from Kenya. And it went into a hung jury. There was only one woman who refused to look at the evidence and declared the guy not guilty, which caused the other 11 who voted for conviction, and they went into a hung jury. It's called a Bronx jury. In other words, in my opinion, this woman was a sleeper. She was sent in. All right. Number two, on Wednesday, ASU is going to have a protest against Rittenhouse because he is online taking a course in nursing. No matter what is said and presented to these people, they think that Rittenhouse should have been convicted.
I don't think so, Joe. I mean, the guy had the right to carry a weapon. And second, that charge was dropped against him, but he had the right to self-defense because I watched those videos. Okay? He had
the
right to self-defense.
On that, Sue.
Pardon me?
We all agree that okay. What these Bolshevik, BLM, anti-fascists, are saying, we don't care. He needed to be convicted because he's a white man.
Yeah, that's basically what they're saying. And this Kenyan that just murdered all these women. By the way, folks, it was a government assassin, a Kenyan, who car crashed me and rolled me back in 2010. And the Grandview police covered it up. Well, not for long. And I did win the case later after they covered it up. On my website.
The third breaking news is that there is the possibility of Hillary becoming the next president.
Well, Joe, that is not unbelievable because this witch is always around. And with Joe Biden just stealing the presidency the way that he did, I can see her stealing the next one.
Now, we have to remember that maybe the entire thing, the stolen election, etc., was a setup from the beginning to a later bring in Hillary. And this is what I'm about to say is possibly the way that it might happen. We all know that Joe is absolutely into dementia. There's no argument. He falls asleep, he can't remember, he messes up his lines, and it's been that way from the beginning.
And the other one's a former vice president, is a former prostitute who had white slaves on her grandfather and her father's farm down there in Jamaica, or wherever it was. And
that
she's not even a legal citizen.
Now, number two, with her, with Kamala Harris, nobody likes her, not even the black radicals. They hate her. And it is at that point now to where Biden is totally into dementia. Kamala Harris is hated. They want to get rid of her, and they will. Then it will be possible for Biden to choose a new vice president. So what I'm saying to you is, watch what happens with Harris to see if they get rid of her. In other words, give her $25 million. We're going to give you the big mansion in the Caribbean. You go over there, keep your mouth shut, be quiet.
Why, we put Hildebeest in power.
Then, once she goes, Biden will say, I need a vice president. We'll be, I'm here, folks. I'm here for everybody.
Hildebeest to the rescue. Now, this is a mass murderer. This is a Satanist called Hildebeest, Hillary Clinton. She's a narcotics money launderer, child trafficking. I mean, there's everything that's evidence on her out here. She's named in my grand jury demand, which I've never been before the grand jury, and the judge told him to let me before the grand jury. If I could go before the grand jury, she would go to prison for, well, until they execute her for high treason and sedition. That's what I could put on her with the evidence I got on her, Joe.
Well, the most important point is Hillary going to get in? Is this whole issue a song and dance pony show to eventually get Hillary in as president?
It's a thought.
Is this what was really being done from the beginning? Because here in Phoenix, when Joe Biden showed up for his rally, there was nobody there. How do you not do things like that? You can't become a president and have no one show up at your rallies.
Yeah.
Well, how did they do it? They did it with the mail-in ballots. And, in my opinion, a derivative from the Inslaw. Folks, listen to what Stu says about Inslaw. Go ahead, Stu.
It's the trap back door. Just take a look on in front of my website, folks. Just click on it. It's there. It's below breaking news someplace. Or if you click on one of the links like the show or yesterday's show or whatever a few days ago, it'll be in the right column. And it's talking about Inslaw. And it's talking about, or go to the link on my website. It says Otis Johnson, Spies Are Us. It's a recent posting I did last week. Otis Johnson, listen to what he says. And then click on those links. That's got the Inslaw link in there. Bill Hamilton, I know him. And they did the back trap door into all this stuff where they can listen to everything and everything you do. And they can electronically fry you because of this Inslaw. It's supposed to be the prosecutor's software. And it didn't turn out to be that. It turned out to be a nightmare for all of us. So,
well, what we have here with what there is a source of which I won't quote right now, but the guy did a good job on investigating what happened with Inslaw. What happened was, is Robert Maxwell, the father of Gesalene, who was the handler of Epstein, stole Inslaw. They turned it over to Israel. Israel turned it and manufactured it into what we call the ARC CPU. That CPU goes on top of Intel CPU, and they can backdoor anything. Anytime you buy an Intel CPU, that little ARC CPU is sitting there, and they can get into the backdoor.
And they stole it from the Hamiltons, from Bill Hamilton. And you can see the document. There's a document, if you go to that one I mentioned, Otis Johnson, Spies Are Us. And if you click on the Inslaw story there, it pretty much shows the document in there that Bill gave me. And that's a stole software.
Has its own Silicon Valley, which is down in the Gaza, near out in the desert. It's a huge complex. And that is where Google and Intel and others have some of their main headquarters. So consequently, what we have now here is the real stealing of the election was done at cyberspace. That's where it was done. They flipped it. Mike Lindell, who is the pillow man, is the one that brought a suit. But of course, he's run into, we can't produce your program because it's something that will bring the wrath of God upon us. So go away, Mike Liddell. So anyway, so we have now where Hillary may be the next president, because Dementia Joe has reached his critical mass and he just can't do it anymore. So there you have it.
Well, I appreciate the update. Is there anything else you want to hit real quick?
Well, that's it right there.
Okay. I thank you, Joe, very much for the update.
All right. We'll talk later.
Okay. Take care. Thank you.